SRN News, I'm John Scott. Three special elections with national impact being held today. In Central Florida, two races to fill congressional seats. One is for the post vacated by White House National Security Advisor Michael Waltz. And in Wisconsin, a state Supreme Court contest is being closely watched since the liberal candidate in the race says she's for gerrymandering two Republican seats in Congress off the map. Megan Novak, legislative director of Americans for Prosperity, says it will bolster President Trump's agenda if conservative Brad Schimmel wins tonight.
If you are a voter who cares about the America First agenda, if you are a voter who supported President Trump and wants to see him implementing his agenda and his policies, then you have to care first about this Wisconsin Supreme Court race, because if they have their way, that House majority is gone in 2026 or even earlier, and we will not have a chance to fight back anymore.
Polling places in Wisconsin will be open until 7 p.m. local time tonight. Spending in the hotly contested Supreme Court race is expected to exceed $100 million. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's military says it struck a building in Beirut's southern suburbs, killing at least three people. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar says a member of the Hezbollah terrorist group that the Israeli military targeted was a danger to Israelis.
The terrorist posed a real and immediate threat, what we called ticking bomb. Therefore, we had to eliminate the threat. Israel will continue to remove any threat to our citizens.
And talks between Washington and Moscow on finding a settlement in the Ukrainian war, that's seen as an encouraging sign, but no deal has been reached. This is SRN News. A new poll tracks religious switching around the world.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the phenomenon of people leaving the faith they were brought up in for a different belief system, or none at all. Religious switching is most prevalent in South Korea, where half of adults have abandoned the faith of their youth. In the U.S., 28% have done so. The Pew report also indicates that most of the people who switch faiths are swapping the religion they grew up with for no religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
British lawmakers considering a measure that would limit pro-Hamas protest outside of Jewish places of worship, schools, and other institutions. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper says the legislation is designed to protect and assure England's Jewish community, which has felt embattled since the Hamas attack on Israel in the fall of 2023. Cooper adds that the right to protest must not undermine a person's right to worship. This is SRN News. Employees across the U.S. Health and Human Services Department have begun receiving notices on dismissal and an overall ultimately expected to lay off up to 10,000 people. The notices came just days after President Trump moved to strip workers of their collective bargaining rights at HHS and other agencies. Scientists want to learn more about a tiny, newly discovered flower in West Texas.
They're hoping it will bloom again in a couple of weeks after rain finally fell in the area. Dubbed the Woolly Devil, the flower with furry leaves, purplish-striped petals, and pops of yellow is a new genus and species in the same family as sunflowers and daisies. It was discovered last year in Big Bend National Park, known for its rugged landscape of desert, canyons, and mountains on the border with Mexico. A Big Bend botanist says there's still a lot to learn about this new flower. Rich Thomason, Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.